Oh, I continue to play badminton from here. I was playing for the Hertfordshire County team, and we played at the Parkhouse Badminton
Club.
Oh,
that's right, above the stores.
Yeah.
Above the restaurant.
That's right, yeah, up there. I played there for a number of years. There was no court in the Garden City. And I used to take the kids from the Ludwick Club then in a van to Harlow. Yes, they'd never played before. There was a... Lines were down, though.
There was a court there, yeah. As it still is.
Next to the stage. The stage was right next to the court. And so
you had to run up the... the back of the court was part of the stage.
It was, it was painted on the back there.
I think it was for our own kids, wasn't it? It was
Boys. Oh, certainly, yes. I used to take them down there. They were very young, but they were too young to play, in fact.
Yeah.
But they used to watch. Oh, no, I wasn't playing there or at Parkhouse. I was playing at the...
Norton's.
Yes.
They had a badminton club there, didn't
they?
It
was very low. Very low.
Hot. Nice cakes.
Yeah, and I started there because somebody who was in the football team for which I was playing for Norton's told me about this, and that's why I went in there.
In the late 60s, I started coaching at Ludwick Club. The kids and I would roll out a huge piece of cardboard with a mat affixed, which became the court.
Yeah.
In preparation for each coaching session.
Because it was slippery. They used to have dancers in there.
Yes, Friday night was dance. Yes, right, we used to have a dance there, didn't we?
So how long were you coaching at the Ludwick Club for?
5 or 6 years, I think. At the Ludwick Club, I used to take the kids sailing at Cheshunt on the big lake. You know where it is? At the lake there. And my attitude was, here's the boat, jump in and sail. And they did. Next to me there was another teacher, and he was going through the routine of what to do and this. And that went on for some years. Yeah.
What about taking them camping, though?
Oh, yeah.
Cuffley Camp.
Cuffley Camp.
Right.
Now, Cuffley Camp was, they knew where every little leaf and twig, that's how regimented, all the schools, the primary schools used to go there. And I persuaded them, because I was doing the Duke of Edinburgh's Award at Sir Fred's. And I persuaded them to let me open up there, because it was a closed time at that time. And these kids I had were boys. They were rough and ready. And I said, well, you better get some wood and keep warm, because it's getting very cold. They went and chopped down a huge tree. And when I got back, I didn't hear the end of it. The headmaster of the local school and... again, I wasn't invited. And I played tennis at the Orchard in Blakemere Road. A friend of mine asked me to go along for a trial, and I only knew how to play hard and fast. This was the genteel ladies, you know, teacups. I never got invited back. I played... football for Norton Grinding Wheel. The court all dug out, and we've got factories all over it now.
You trained and started up the Didmitts Football Club, and you also coached. This is the coaching rather than the playing, though. Did you play cricket? Who did you play cricket for?
Welling Gardens, at the King George V playing field.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little story about that one. I was playing cricket, and the chap was bowling, and he was getting hit all over the place. And I was out near the boundary, and I went to the captain who was bowling. I said, if you pile up one of them, and he'll hit it over to me. And sure enough, he did. And I dropped it. Another time I was playing for them, I was bowling. I was playing near Harpenden on a red and I bowled up, and they were hitting me miles up in the air. I was taken off. You're not bowling, you know.